40 years ago, an obscure musical hit New York that was destined to become a cult classic. It featured a transvestite, it featured Meatloaf singing, and it is known as the Rocky Horror Show. And that cult classic is still as popular today as it was then. It's being presented by Showbiz Players. And joining me in the studio is the director of the Rocky Horror Show, Sean Mize. Welcome, Sean.
Hello, thank you.
And Rocky himself, Ian Forsgren. Welcome, Ian.
Hi, thank you.
Sean, this is a very popular show. When it shows in the movies, when it shows on stage, it just gets packed with people. What is it that attracted you to directing this particular show?
Well, I always wanted to direct a show that had that aspect where the audience just goes kind of crazy, like something that could really get them involved and that people know and love and sing along. The energy is just infectious when you do this show, and I just really wanted to present something that would be an event for the area.
For people who may not be familiar with the whole Rocky Horror phenomenon, it's not just a film, it's an audience participation program. Are you anticipating this element with your production? Are you encouraging it?
Yeah, so it's always a thin line because when the show first came out, the actual stage show, the audience participation really wasn't a part of it. It grew from the movie and the midnight shows of that. The script of the show is actually very different from the film. So the audience participation is very different. We do have specific nights for audience participation where we can have actual prop kits where people can throw things and they can scream. Those are the Sunday performance on September 20th and then the Saturday midnight show on the 26th. And those are where people can just go completely crazy with everything. But audience participation throughout the entire run of the show will definitely still be there. And we have a lot of elements that we have built into the show to touch on that audience participation element.
Now, Ian, you play Rocky of the Rocky Horror Show. It is a role that generally does not have a lot to say.
Right.
What kind of challenges does that present to you as an actor to play basically someone who grunts a lot?
He definitely grunts a lot. Well, it's great because I feel like I actually have a lot to work with in this show, especially with the way that Sean has been directing. He has a lot of vision for this particular role and how I interact with the different characters. And I haven't seen other live productions of this show before, but I feel like my character actually interacts more than probably usual. Mm-hmm. And I get to dance quite a bit in this show, which is nice for me because I'm also a dancer.
That actually lends itself well to the costuming that goes with the role.
Right.
You have three costumes in this show, correct?
I have my gold shorts, and then I have my floor show costume.
Then you have a tux and a mummy outfit. So
So people who are used to the movie are going to find something a little different.
Right.
Who else is in the cast?
We have the amazing Brett Parr. I cannot talk about him enough and how amazing he is. He's playing Frankenfurter. He's really just taken the role and ran with it, and his voice is immaculate. It's just insane. We have Rick Hunt as Brad Majors. We have Katie Bacchus as Janet Weiss. We have Laura Waxman as Columbia. We have Emily Rokamp as Magenta. Ian is, of course, Rocky. And then there's some surprise elements in there that I don't want to give away because we've done some different things with some casting choices. So you'll have to come and see it to be surprised.
People who are used to seeing the film, you know, are used to seeing the various locales and all. But in this one, a lot of it, you've got a sort of a narrator character who does the title song. And that is a candy seller, a little candy seller that comes out with her tray and giving the feeling of an old-time movie theater. Which leads me to the next thing is we're used to cult plays being made out of movies. Reefer Madness and Evil Dead. The movies come out, they make a play or a musical stage version. This is the reverse. This is a cult play that became a cult movie. When you started looking at the differences between the two, were you surprised? Did you say, oh, I wish this was from the movie and was in here?
Yeah. What's interesting about this show, unlike any show I've ever done, is the way that you get the script, you get permission to basically mold it into what you want. Like, as long as it's basically the basics are there, you can kind of do whatever you want. So there are a lot of different types of productions of Rocky that you get. There are some major differences, like in the script, Rocky typically actually has a lot of lines. And we kind of combine the original script with parts of the movie in there so that the audience still has that element that they know, because most people know the movie more than the show. So it was kind of interesting to kind of hear the differences in the music and the script, definitely, and kind of the characterizations and how all that is different. But it's kind of fun because you get to revamp it in the way that you want and give people a fresh take on it.
Have you seen the movie, Ian?
I have, yes.
And did you find that when you came in and you saw the differences that it kind of put Rocky in a different light for you?
A little bit. I've only seen it twice. And the first time was in college and the second time was right before I auditioned so that I knew what I was auditioning for. I feel like I'm semi-familiar with it. So everything is pretty fresh to me. And what I love about Sean is that he knows the show forwards and backwards in every single version. He knows all of the revivals, all of the live shows, the entire movie. I think he watches it every day. I am learning so much about all of them from Sean. So it's a very nice, fresh perspective for me.
Now, as a dancer, you're in a situation where you've got a show that encompasses a variety of different show styles or dance styles, not the least of which is the whole sort of cabaret-ish floor show at the end. Do you find yourself helping the other cast members with the styles? Are you enjoying working with these different styles?
I am enjoying it. I don't often dance in 6-inch stilettos, so that's a blast. And it gives me a challenge and it gives me things to work with and work on. And I love the cast and we all collaborate and we work together and they do have questions for me and many times I have questions too. So it's a really wonderful way just to work together.
Now, Sean, you mentioned there are some other surprises, which we will not spoil. But in terms of molding this, as you said, did you find things came pretty easy to you because of all the hours you've spent watching and rewatching and seeing all the different revivals?
Yes. When I first started looking at the source material, even before I pitched the show, I really wanted to dig deeper into the show because a lot of people love Rocky because it doesn't make sense. I got that so many times from fans like, well, it doesn't make sense. It's funny because it's just crazy. I kind of wanted to make it make sense. I wanted to go a little deeper, add a lot more sci-fi references from more modern films and kind of mold it with the original. That being said, it was always kind of in my brain and ingrained what my concept is, and every single decision that I have made has gone with that concept. It's interesting. It's very different. The chorus plays a way bigger role than any production that I've ever seen, including the movie. There's a reason behind everything happening, as opposed to it just being, oh, it's crazy people in fishnets dancing around. Everything I've ever done has been led up to the concept.
As we mentioned, this is a cult musical, and it has just as strong a following as it did 40 years ago. Are you anticipating Rocky Horror fans coming and dressed up as the characters and doing the time warp in the lobby and all like that?
Definitely. Oh my gosh. If people dress up, I'm going to be so happy. So come dressed up. But it's going to be a lot of fun. During the time warp, there's a part where we go out into the audience and we pull people up. You don't really have an option not to do it. So if you sit on the aisle, get ready to dance. So we do really want the audience to be a big part of it and want that energy and everything. And we want them to go crazy. So we are very excited.
Now, in addition to a fairly standard theater schedule, you're also offering special midnight shows. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we have one midnight show. It's going to actually be our closing performance of the entire run of the show. What a great way to end it. It's going to be on September 26th, which is that Saturday. It starts at 11 with a DJ, and we do a costume contest. So enter that. We do a thing with virgins, which means people who have never seen the Rocky show before will get pulled on stage and we'll play games with them. It's just going to be very interactive. The bar will be open so you can have some fun. And then the whole show is going to be crazy. We're going to have glow sticks and audience participation kits. People will be throwing stuff, screaming, dancing. It's going to be a blast.
Harkens back to the old college days of seeing it.
It does.
Almost a ritual. Mm-hmm. Well, that is Showbiz Players' production of the Rocky Horror Show, running September 18th through the 26th. For more information, be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Sean Mize, director of the Rocky Horror Show. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you for having us.
And Rocky himself, Ian Forsgren. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.